You know what we need to do here, though? We need to get through.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
Sarah. Oh, boy. Rough day at the office for Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the White House. She was in the briefing room today. She decided that it's the best thing to do is go on the offense. That the president is bashing the media. She might as well take a few shots while she's at it.
Frankly, if we want to look at who's creating divisions in the country, I think the media has done more to divide this country, certainly far more than this president ever has, by elevating people like the author of this book, by focusing on sparsely attended rally instead of all of the policies that this administration and that this president are enacting that are helping people not just on the economy but on school choice, on prison reform that's disproportionately affected African Americans and Hispanics. This is a president who is governing to help all Americans, and I think we'd all be better off if the media gave that just a little bit more attention.
All right. Then you got to tell your boss to stop tweeting crazy things, and when he stops tweeting crazy things, then the media will stop covering it.
Right. It's hard to say don't cover Omarosa and then fire off a tweet calling her a dog and saying all those things.
There's... All right. Let's...
I'm done with that.
We'll pick that up on the web show.
Number four.
And her latest interview with Katie Turr to promote her book, which is not selling well, Omarosa claims that she witnessed Donald Trump getting physical with women and touching them without their approval.
Did you feel like you were harassed by him in the White House for being a woman? Harassed in a sexual way at any point? Did he harass anybody in a sexual way? Any Me Too moments?
I don't know that I would characterize them as Me Too, but I saw in your book, for instance, where he grabbed you and he kissed you without you welcoming that. He did that very often with women, anytime he wanted. He's very physical. He would grab women, kiss them unsolicited, anytime, any day.
Willing to jump on just about anything.
A Me Too moment.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm surprised Omarosa didn't jump on. They go, that happened too.
Very Me Too. Very Me Too moment.
What is that? Now, what are they talking about there? They're talking about he would like come up and because I've seen that happen.
Well, you saw with the president of France's wife, remember? Bridget Macron?
But they're talking about like kissing them on the cheek, kissing them on the lips?
Or just pulling them in closer than they like when you shake their hand. I don't know. I don't know. She's also claiming now that Donald Trump wanted to be sworn in on his Art of the Deal book at his inauguration and not the Bible. So
that would have been much more fitting, by the way.
Yeah.
That would have made a lot more sense.
By the way, did anybody notice I've written this book called The Art of the Deal? All right, so then she weighed in on Hope Hicks. Why was Hope Hicks, this young woman, very attractive, but young woman who did not have a whole lot of experience, why was she the communications director?
This is the person that he brought into the White House to be a communicator for him. And I just think that it's interesting that people haven't really examined the fact that he would rather have someone who has absolutely no political experience and has no knowledge of politics at all because she's pretty. And I'm someone who served in two tours of duty. This is my second time in the White House, and he calls me a dog.
I would say it's more because she's loyal, much like Omarosa until now.
Yes. Right. I think that's a good point, too. Omarosa's pretty.
She is. I mean, I'm just saying that the loyalty thing is, both attractive women. It's the loyalty thing, I think, that attracts him.
Well, and dogs are loyal, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe activist groups weighing in on the consent decree to reform the Chicago Police Department.
Violetta's traffic brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
The field is ready, the lights are shining, and there's only one thing to do. Play ball. Tuesday night baseball, White Sox Tigers, tonight at 6 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
All right, Stephen Colbert heard something in this whole Omarosa thing that I think caught a lot of people's ear. Mm-hmm. Which is that the president only kept Omarosa around. He knew she was trouble because she said really nice things about him.
Let me get this straight. Let me see if I can figure this out. So she's a loser who wouldn't show up to work
but you kept her on because she said nice things. What's the interview process like there? Okay, you'll be working at the White House, a lot of responsibility. So first question, do you think the president is a big, handsome boy? Great. Okay, good. Here's your key card. And here are the launch codes. There you go.
Right. And one of the most highly paid jobs, too.
Yeah.
Highest salary you can get.
None of this makes sense.
Number two.
That's it. Rokon Smith is a Bear.
Yay.
He has finally signed.
Finally.
But the question that we all have here is he in football shape?
Are you footballer in shape?
I would like to say I am. I was training pretty hard down in Athens back at school.
What was the process like of trying to stay in the playbook and try and be with your teammates even though you're not with your teammates?
Oh, yeah, that was a bit different. But I text with those guys a good bit and from here and there. And also I had the playbook, so it wasn't as bad, so I could watch film and different things like that.
Okay, had the playbook. It's the most important thing.
Good.
Remember,
phew.
They lost the playbook before. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Well, Calvin Parker of Moss Point, Mississippi, has written a book about being abducted by aliens.
Whoa.
What was it like? I think we have found the real-life Cousin Cooter.
But there's three robot-looking creatures that floated out. They didn't walk. They just kind of glided out of the craft and come over, and two got a hold of me, and one got a hold of Charlie, and they took us inside.
Oh, boy.
No way. Yeah, but my,
that is Cooter.
My friend Charlie, he went with me inside the big machine where they were doing something in our bungee hole. Play one more for us, would you? Just one more.
They did an examination. So when they examined us, we was probably in there, I'm going to say 45 minutes. I'm not real sure. I didn't have a watch or nothing at the time. They put us back out at the same place we were, facing the water, and I was froze, you know, in one spot. And originally, I didn't want to talk about it no more, so Charlie just said, you know, play like you passed out.
Yeah.
And there, you won't have to say nothing too much. So that's what I did. I kind of went along with that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, play possum.
Right. We'll have more. There's more. There's much more of that interview. We'll be playing it after 5:30 on the World Wide Web at WGNRadio.com, on the WGN app, and WGN Radio on TuneIn, however you want to find us that way. Right now, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.